What's your Rashi? What's your horoscope? 2 stars. It's a new era in Bollywood. Astrologer priests no longer dress in lungis and work in isolation. It's the 21st century, and sometimes astrologers can look like you and me. Winnie cracked open her bedroom door and listened for the sounds of her parents settling down in the living room. When she heard the opening music of Indian Idol starting, she knew that they'd be preoccupied long enough for her to have a private conversation. She settled on the center of her bed with her laptop and clicked on the VChat icon so she could connect with the username she'd gotten from her grandmother. Even though it was early morning in India, 12 hours ahead, Winnie hoped the famous Pandit Omi would take her video conference call. She'd never spoken to the priest directly, but she figured that since her mother talked to him every 2 months or so, he wouldn't mind talking to her, too. She straightened her shoulders and yanked up the neckline of her shirt to cover any exposed cleavage. While she waited for the feed to load, she wondered if he'd be offended because she wasn't dressed like she was going to temple. Her head wasn't covered, and her arms and legs were bare. Winnie's parents hadn't prepared her for this sort of thing, and she'd never been around to watch her mother talk to Pandit Omi. She should have checked online. After her conversation, she'd blog about it so other people could know what to wear when telling off an Indian priest, astrologer. The slender face of a grandfather-like man filled her screen. A long line of red powder streaked up the middle of his forehead, from the center of his bushy eyebrows, to what would have been a hairline if he wasn't bald. He peered at her through silver, metal-framed glasses that looked like they'd seen better days. The hair sticking out of his nostrils flared.
"Is that the young Vanita Mehta?"
he asked in Hindi.
"Yes, it must be you. But yet it is not Vanita. Winnie is what you go by. Your grandmother has called you that since you were in diapers, na?"
Whoa. Maybe she looked more like her grandmother and mother than she thought. They did share the same wide-set eyes and thickly arched eyebrows that were whipped into shape thanks to frequent trips to a threading salon. When his forehead wrinkled, Winnie cleared her throat and responded in the same language.
"Yes, I am Winnie. I hope I am not interrupted, but I don't know if there is a right time I could talk in you. I have request."
Okay, that sounded weird even to her. She knew she was screwing up her verb tenses again, and maybe some other stuff too, but hopefully he got the gist. Pandit Omi steepled his fingers and nodded.
"You can speak in English. I understand that as well as your Hindi."
Thank the gods, Winnie thought. She could understand the languages that her parents spoke, but actually speaking Hindi and Punjabi was a little trickier.
"Okay, awesome. Thanks for answering my call. I wanted to talk to you about the Janam Patri reading you did for my mother when I was a baby."
"Ho ho," he said, clucking his tongue after a pause. "So sorry about the death of your young romance."
"My mother already got to you? Great," she said, and dropped her head into her hands.
"She's concerned for you. And no, I haven't spoken to her yet. Your face has a story written onto it that I read very quickly."
Winnie heard a few clicks as he leaned in closer to examine something on his computer monitor.
"Ah, here is your family file. It looks here like your love story has changed in the last year, but your overall celestial alignment hasn't altered. Your star chart provides the same prophecy it did 17 and a half years ago, except now you have already met your love."
"No way. How can Raj still be the one when it doesn't, I don't know, feel like he's the right guy anymore?"
"Who says it's still Raj?